You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me. To join us, we're tuning into God's frequency today, WGOD Radio. This is the frequency that God is always broadcasting on. He's got a lot to say if you care to tune in and go to where He's speaking. And that's what we do in this program. That is in His Word. We tune into His Word. God has always got something to say. We tune in today and we hear the Lord say, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled." That's where we're going to start our program today, on one of my all-time favorite verses. This ought to be in the hymnal or on the front page of pew Bibles or hymnals. Evidence. Everyone wants to talk about there are evidences of our salvation. Is this and that. This is the real evidence. And that is, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. That is, love what the Lord loves. Hate what the Lord hates. Blessed is what you and what you speak. You're blessed in what you don't speak. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Is that you today? This is where we're starting our sermon here today. We've reached the Sermon on the Mount on our program here on WGOD. And we've reached the Sermon on the Mount in my sermon series at Island Community Church. God's doing a great work there at Island. You are invited. We'd love to meet you and greet you. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. I am inviting you to come by this weekend and worship with us. Here on the radio now is the next part, part two of three of this message. It's about a 35-minute long sermon, and this is part two. Let's call it, "Blessed Are the Pure in Heart."
Verse six is one of my all-time favorite verses in the Bible. This is not those who hunger for food. Let's read it again. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. You want evidence of your salvation? Look right there. They ought to put that on the front page of hymnals. How do you know if you're saved? Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They will be filled. And this blessing starts with a person. Malachi says that someday soon the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in His wings. Jeremiah the prophet says His name will be called the Lord our Righteousness. Starts with a person. So to hunger and thirst after righteousness starts with the Son of Righteousness and the Lord our Righteousness and receiving Him. And once you do, then truly, you will want what He wants. You will love what He loves. You will hate what He hates. And you will be blessed. All of you good people who love the Lord, who are sick and tired of all the evil in the world, and you hunger and you thirst for good things, kindness, goodness, love, righteousness, doing the right thing, turning this crooked world right side up, loving good, hating evil. When these are your thoughts, Jesus calls you blessed. Because the time is coming, sometime in the future, when your desires will also be fulfilled. I love what they said about the Apostle Paul. They said, "We found this man to be a plague." May they say that about you too. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. There's not a lot of people out here that describes them. Look at all the evil out here in this world. Jesus calls you blessed when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, starting with the Son of Righteousness. Verse 7, and this is blessing number 5. If you're counting, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. These are the kind of people the Lord Jesus delights in. And let me encourage you. These qualities describe you too, once you are born again. To truly hunger and thirst after righteousness only comes about after you've been born again and you possess a new heart. It's got to be Christ in you first before you can want what he wants. So if these verses, now I might not be speaking to someone here, but maybe I'm speaking to someone on the radio this week. Someone on Monday morning that hears this on the radio and says, you know, I wish that that was me. Well, God says to that, you got it. He wants to do that for you, same as everyone else. He can give you a new heart. He can totally remake you into something awesome too. Listen to this verse here, Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we, or you, are his workmanship. That's the Greek word poema, P-O-E-M-A. That's you, God's poem. You are his workmanship. You are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. Let me say, when you call on the name of the Lord, receive Jesus Christ into your heart like he asks you to, all these character traits will describe you as well. Meek, hunger and thirst after the right thing, merciful. How about this one? Pure in heart. How would you like to have God describe you as pure in heart? Or what he said about David, we have found this man, a man after God's own heart. How would you like that to be attributed to you? Friend, church family, God does good work. You are his workmanship, and that includes a pure heart. Now, Jesus goes on with this sermon. Number 7, this is blessing number 7, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Not the war makers, the peacemakers. In the country, around the world, and in your very own family. Peace and not discord. God blesses the peacemakers in your family. Blessed. But Jesus said, blessed are all of you who make peace, who sow peace, who extend peace and not discord. God's given it to you. Now go and sow it. Jesus said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Paul said, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe this is why I hate discord and disharmony. I even hate the word dis. It goes against my skin. It just rubs me the wrong way. Like playing the wrong note on that piano. We just strive for perfection like that. You know, I once heard when Beethoven was deaf, he still could feel the vibrations of notes. And to get him out of bed, there we go over and play da 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 da. And he couldn't stand it anymore. And he got up and came down out of bed, and he hit that last note on that piano. I love that. He hit that last C on that piano. Perfection. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God. And I say to you, that's you. Now, you might not be done. God's not done with you yet. But he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's his promise, not mine. His is better than mine. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's how he looks at you. You've got a new... Are you questioning God's work in you? He's given you the new heart, Ezekiel 36, 24. He's done the work. He's given you a heart transplant. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You might have an enemy that doesn't want you to think that you do, but you do. More blessings. Verse 10. This is blessing number 8. Down in verse 10. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These are all the martyrs through 2 millennia. From the Christians used as human torches by Nero to those whom ISIS locked in cages and tortured and killed. Blessed are those that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake. That is because they're Christian, because they're known by the noble name of Jesus. Blessed are those persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus told the persecuted church in Smyrna, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let me add to that too. You don't have to be killed. Look at, there's other examples here in this country. The owner of Chick-fil-A persecuted for righteousness' sake, for standing up that he believes marriage is between a man and a woman, for butchers and bakers and candlestick makers that stand for the word of God and won't give in because they believe the word of God and they won't give in to debauchery. That's persecution as well. When you are shunned or lose everything that you own for standing up for the word of God is being persecuted for righteousness' sake, and Jesus calls you blessed. Blessing number 9 is found in verse 11. Blessed are you when they, this almost sounds like the last verse. Blessed are you whenever they revile, the word means to hate, blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely. Fake news over your soul for my sake. Then look what he says. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Exceedingly glad? For great is your reward in heaven.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, all the time.